Hey readers, you asked me what is real freedom according to me. I'll just share what is real freedom according to me that I believe in. Okay, so revealing the secret this time. First point, when you are allowed to lead a life of purpose is something I believe is the real freedom. Because if you are allowed to lead a life of your purpose and you are given that authority, that go ahead, go for it, do whatever you feel like, it's something, the biggest gift you can get from anybody, that you are allowed to do what you want to do. Okay? Second, not seeking permissions for having a life. Obviously, there are people who complain that because of a marriage, because of this, because of that, I cannot do this, I have to seek permission from this. My question to you this is, if you keep asking others how to lead a life, do you think you will ever have a life of your own? Will you ever keep yourself happy? No, right? You're just pleasing the world, you're just pleasing others, you're just living up the standards, you're just living by the principles that world needs to follow. You are not living a life of your own. Before being a life to someone, or becoming a life giver to someone, have a life of your own. Okay, stop pleasing others. Those people will just leave you and will give you the credit you did nothing to them. So just focus on your life first, because there are people who will seek advantage of you, who will come to you when there is a problem, but they will never come up when you have a problem. So it's better you have your life. Okay, third, you are allowed to be imperfect self and you are not judged for that. Okay, this is something I believe in. I believe this is the real freedom, that you are imperfect. You don't have perfect looks, you don't have that perfect body, still you are accepted. Okay, and you are not judged for having a brutal past. You are not judged for having bad experiences. You are not judged for being real. You are accepted for being straightforward. You are accepted for being you, and not being accepted because you are a people's pleaser or a people's pleaser. You don't have to be that. You don't have to be that. Okay? Because if you just please others, you are disrespecting yourself. Let me tell you that. Because you are pleasing those people who will just throw nuts on you like anything. They have no interest in your things. Till you please them, they are with you. The day you say, I'm done, they'll be like, I knew it, you are selfish. So it's better just be yourself and don't let judgment drown you, because most people fail to walk your shoes. And if they walk, they might die. So just live by your story, because not everybody can understand your story. Okay? So just love yourself more than anyone. Fourth, having a voice on matter that matter to you and is not suppressed because you are a lady. I believe real freedom is when you are allowed to raise a voice for issues that matter, whether it's about ladies or men. Real feminism is about talking for equality for both men and women. Okay, it's not just a lady stuff. Real feminism is raising voice for both men and women when it's the need of the hour. That's real feminism. Standing for equal rights for both genders, right? That's what it is. And you are not being judged with statements as being a feminist, because I don't believe in that. Most people who say, are you a feminist? I believe they don't even read the definition of being a feminist. Please read it. It's not about supporting females. It's about supporting equal gender. Both men and women are included in feminism. Alright? Fifth, you are allowed to break stereotypes and are not tagged for it. Yes, there are people who say that you have to be slim for being a beautiful person. I believe even a fat person or a curvier person is more beautiful than the one who's slim. It's all about how you see it. I believe every girl on this planet is beautiful. You don't need a size for that. Alright? sixth point is getting married when you are ready and not when the society says it. I believe real freedom is when you are allowed to take your decisions and based on your maturity, you decide to settle down. And not when people say it's the age, it's the right age, it's the right time, it's the right thing. I don't believe in all that thing. Right thing has no specific time bound definition. There are examples, there are people setting benchmarks with respect to childbirth and with respect to marriage, and they are leading a happier life than the ones who went by the society, went by the hierarchy and are dissatisfied. So it's always better to take a mature decision rather than a pressured decision. Okay, so never come in that pressure zone. Okay, seventh, buying your own riches and not being tagged as a rich wife. I believe in this and not being quoted as a rich husband either, because I believe each one of us are born for a purpose. Let's be the rich asset for our own self rather than depending on the person to buy those things for us. If you are a lady or if you are a guy and you believe in materialistic stuff as your success story, then I beg you, please have the capacity to buy. And last point is choosing people and a luxury statement or clothes or a lifestyle of your own and not being judged for that. I believe each one of us have a right to choose people and clothing for ourselves, and there is nobody out there who can judge us for that. But yes, if you dress indecent, you are responsible. You cannot shrug off the shoulder saying, it's not my fault. I don't say that your clothes attract anything, but you are responsible for your safety. Just be a lady and understand when it's time to be the diva you want to be. Not always. Have that little sense of maturity, when to be childish, when to be a lady, and when to behave in a mature manner. I hope we all are grown-ups. We don't need this advice from anybody. Because when things happen, we eventually regret it. Right? And it's not always our fault. I don't say that. But yes, our safety is in our hands. The day all men start to protect every lady on this planet will be the day you can wear almost anything. But so far, that's not the case. So let's be responsible for our safety and learn martial arts if you really want to wear those stuff. Okay? More power to you all, and I hope you just understand the real definition of real freedom and be yourself and don't take freedom for granted. You are nobody to hurt others if they say a no to you or reject you for anything. Be a man, be a lady, man up for things that matter. Don't take rejection to the heart. Okay, all expensive stuff were rejected once. But you don't need to behave immature and behave like a child then. Okay, because you should never feel bad for people who don't value you. Because those who do, you should just focus on that. Alright? More power to you. That's all from my side. Okay, bye bye.